February 7th, 2015, Blessed Mother says, Praise be to Jesus. I have come once again to heal the wounds of the heart of the world and the heart of the Church. Jesus' mournful heart is real and gravely offended by the compromise of truth and the abuse of authority. The time is at hand for a strong spiritual voice to speak out in defense of righteousness in the face of so many errors supported not only by your president, but multiple world leaders. Heaven's intervention here, at Maranatha Spring and Shrine, is the solution, but the world will never accept it as long as those in power present it as unauthentic. But where is the voice of the church leaders in the face of misinformation concerning Christians in general and in the pro-life effort? What spiritual leader will condemn the beheading and burning alive of my children? Do not remain silent to accommodate evil. If you are given authority in the world or in the church, use it to support godliness, not to win popularity. Remember, God judges hearts, and it is the holy love in your hearts that earns your salvation, not the numbers you placated with your silence. Yes, we need a strong spiritual voice to speak out without fear of offending, without fear of losing popularity or jeopardizing power. This is not the time to think of self, but of the greater good, of godliness and human dignity. Even your silence is a choice in support of evil. A note is given to read 1 Corinthians chapter 3, 16 through 17. Synopsis, your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit. Do you not know that you are God's temple and that God's Spirit dwells in you? If anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy him. For God's temple is holy, and that temple you are. Scripture verses asked to be read by Blessed Mother.